Heather Duplessy-Allen.
17 past six to wrap the political week that was. We have senior political correspondent Barry Soper. Welcome back, Barry.
Good afternoon again, Heather.
Been Shane Jones's week, hasn't it?
Look, he's a theatric Shane Jones. Mm. There's no doubt about it. He was told off for overperforming in the House by Jerry Brownlee once. But that's the nature of the man. And I've got to say, this week, I haven't disagreed with a lot of what he said. He was down opening a coal mine. Well, not opening one, but he was at a coal mine looking at a new big EV digger and talked about fast-tracking coal mines in New Zealand. And, of course, that got the green movement up in arms. But the point that Shane Jones made was it's not illegal to mine coal in New Zealand, and it's a legitimate industry like every other mining industry in New Zealand. We're importing God only knows how much it's costing New Zealand of Indonesian coal.
But that's you different. No. I was just going to say, we're not going to burn the coal. The coal that we import from Indonesia is crappy, so it goes in Huntly. The coal that we dig out of the ground is not going to go in
class.
Huntly, okay?
Yep.
What we want to dig out of the ground is coal that's going to make us a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and that's in making steel. And
we need B in
and
the
we
country.
Do have very high quality coal. So whether it's a fossil fuel, which of course it is, it depends on what it's being used for. And if it's making steel, it's a good thing. And it'll be a popular item, no doubt abroad.
Yeah.
The other thing he had to go out, of course, was the Waitangi Tribunal.
Too right.
And he said, look, a review is up and coming fairly shortly. And of course, you had the Māori Law Society up in arms, saying that he shouldn't be speaking out against the Waitangi Tribunal, which has been in place since 1975, and really is a commission. It's a commission of inquiry, and that's what it's always been. It seems to think that it's a legitimate court in this country, which it's not. Now, and if you look at the latest breakdown in figures that I was able to get for the Waitangi Tribunal in 2019-20, it cost the taxpayer $24.5 million to run the Waitangi Tribunal. But the thing that's even probably more disturbing and why the Māori Law Society is upset, Legal Aid took up $15.2 million of that in that 1 year. So somebody in the legal profession is getting a lot of money out of the Waitangi Tribunal. And that's why the legal fraternity, no doubt, is saying that Shane Jones is overstepping them. But as I said earlier, Heather, it's interesting, Christopher Luxon gave his final news conference in Miller, and he's going to talk to both Shane Jones. He said their comments, he and Seymour's comments, were inappropriate, and he'll be having a yarn to them. Look, I think it shows a bit of naivety on Christopher Luxon's part about the Waitangi Tribunal. He's only been around 4 years. David Seymour maybe not much more, but certainly Shane Jones has been around a long time, and I think he's got every right to raise concerns about the Waitangi Tribunal.
Yeah, interesting stuff, eh? I'd love to be in the room when Luxon tries to tell either of those guys off, who are not even in his party, so they would just give him the finger and walk out.
Well, you'll get Shane Jones, no doubt, remonstrating in his normal way, and David Seymour telling him to get stuffed, basically.
David Seymour will be frankly as all hell about it. Yeah. Speaking of which, so he has announced those changes to early childhood education. This is David Seymour, which I think is brilliant. And it's just an example of getting rid of red tape that you wonder how on earth got there.
Yes, and for the government, vis-a-vis the Department of Education, telling parents where they can have the early childhood education centres situated is patently absurd. It's not their job to do that. It's the parents that live in the community. It's their job to do
that. But you realise what they were up to, eh? What they were going to do was, if you wanted to set up a child, let's say an early childhood centre in Drury, then the government go, no, you have to go to Otara because that's where we think there's more need. Do you know what I mean? That's what they were going to try and do.
Totally. Yeah. And, and as for having a more highly qualified teacher than what is normal, all the teachers there are early childhood teachers, but they've got to have, under the old system, a cut above that. That's absurd. And every early childhood centre, that's absurd. If you've got a qualified teacher in front of them, good luck to the early childhood centres.
Yeah, Barry, hey, thank you very much. Barry Soper, senior political correspondent, wrapping the political week that was.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.